News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, you got it. It's Frisky Friday right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And today we have our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services and the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Tara De Aguilera is here. She is a volunteer. What did you say? You were the Pippin, the pet?
Puppy.
The puppy.
Puppy wrangler.
Puppy wrangler. And then we have Jamie Maddox here. And I had to laugh. I said, what's your title again? Yep, PR guy. And that does cover it because he does a little bit of everything. Okay, what is going on with the animal shelter? How can we help? What do we need to do? And maybe tell us, first of all, where you are, your hours, and all the stuff folks need to know.
Okay, yeah, so we are at 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton, Florida. And we are open Monday through Saturday, 11:30 until 4 o'clock, except for Wednesdays. We're open a little bit later till 6:30. That way, if you can't make it during the normal business hours, that gives you a late day. And basically, we have lots of babies looking for adoption right now. So if you're looking for a pet, it's a great time to come in. We are filled to the brim with adorable puppies, wonderful adult dogs, and lots of kittens and cats. So it's a great time to adopt. And if you're looking for volunteering, we have volunteer opportunities, and we always need fosters. So we're kind of in need of lots of hands right
now. Okay. Well, tell us, give people a sense of the idea of when you say we have lots of. What is your capacity, and how many do you have? And I know you've got people fostering as well.
Right. So our capacity at the shelter, we have 70 kennels, and we are probably at about 87, something like that, in-house, and that doesn't count how many dogs we have in foster care. So our total count, I think, for in-care animals, foster in the shelter is probably about 270 right now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All looking for homes.
Yes, all looking for homes. Some of them are waiting to be medically cleared. Some of them are waiting to be of age, but most of those are, you know, a lot of probably 50 some odd dogs right now in the shelter that are waiting to get adopted.
That's incredible.
Yes.
So, okay. So how can people help? And if I'm interested, we'll start with the basics, I guess. If I'm interested in adopting, what do I do?
So if you're interested in adopting, you can come on down to the shelter during business hours. You can make an appointment if you prefer, or you can just stop in. And then we also have adoption events on the weekends if you're particularly looking for a puppy. And we try to keep those guys in foster care to keep them healthier. And then we take those to events on the weekends. So we have that posted on our Facebook page. So you can check there to see when our events are, or just call the shelter and we can give you that information.
Anything going on this weekend?
Yeah, we have another puppy adoption event over at Tractor Supply and Pace.
Okay, where's that located?
That'll be tomorrow, Saturday, from 12 to 3 p.m. And that where's Tractor Supply?
It's actually at Five Points and Pace. So
okay.
By the Publix, the new little area over there. So they have a great setup for us, and we've gone last weekend and the weekend before, and we did really well. So
right,
we're
it was packed.
Yeah, so we're hoping for more good adoptions this Saturday.
Okay, and what are the times again?
Was it 12 to 3 p.m.?
12 to 3 this Saturday, so tomorrow.
Right.
At?
Oh, at Tractor Supply and Pace.
Tractor Supply and Pace. Okay, make a note right now. Set aside the time. You can take a firsthand look at the puppies right there. You can also see photos on the website, too, correct?
Yes, you can. And so tomorrow, I think we're going to have probably about 12 puppies there, so three or four different litters. So, you know, you can pick and choose who catches your fancy, but all of them are sweet and adorable, so we encourage folks to come out.
Well, I always say they tend to pick you.
Absolutely.
So if you go, be prepared, because every time I do something like that, I always walk away with a puppy.
Oh, yeah, when they come and look at you, and, you know, it might not be the one you thought. So we've had people show up to meet one, and then another one just, you know, they fall for another one, which is totally fine.
They steal your heart. So do talk then, because it's not just a matter of getting the puppy, but the animal shelter takes care of a lot of the costs. Because you do have them spayed and neutered.
Absolutely.
Beforehand, and the shots.
Yes, so we actually do, our adoption fees for a dog is $25, and that covers hundreds of dollars of veterinary care.
Yes.
So the microchip is included, the spay and neuter is included, age-appropriate vaccinations, they're going to be dewormed, they're going to have started on heartworm prevention. If they are heartworm positive, we are going to pay for that treatment, which is extremely expensive. So we cover all that medical so that hopefully whatever costs you are going to use to get a dog, you can use that towards their prevention, medication, flea prevention, bedding, things like that. And that kind of gives you a way to get started without, you know, coming out with a lot of money out of pocket for two areas. So we just want them to get good homes, and that's our way of helping the animal get further along to that process.
Well, $25 is a steal. That really is. And to provide all those services ahead of time is just great, because you're bringing, you know then that you're bringing a healthy puppy home.
Absolutely.
And that's great. This is Pep Talk, and it is Frisky Friday. Our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter are here, 850-437-1620, if you do have a question for them. So if I don't want to adopt, but I want to help out, what are some options I might have?
You could foster. You could volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
You could also donate money. So for fostering, we always need fosters, from anything to neonate kittens all the way up to senior medical cases. For example, actually, Jamie's a good example. He fostered one of our dogs to give him a break, and he fell in love and adopted him.
See, that's why I'm not fostering right now.
Exactly.
It's a foster fail, right?
Yes, and we love foster fails, because that means you've taken them home and they just won your heart.
Oh.
So, but, you know, you can do a short-term foster. You can do like a week at a time. You can do puppies up until they're adopted. Usually it's a couple weeks for puppies, because they go pretty quickly. Or you can just say, I want to, do a doggy day out.
And you love this.
Yeah.
This is something that would be right up my alley.
Yeah,
I could take
you just
a break.
Take a dog out. Right now it's on pause just because of the summer, but we'll resume that probably in September sometime. And you basically just come in and you check out a dog for the day, take them on an adventure, and then you bring them back. And that gives them a chance to get out of the shelter. We get a little information about them, how they are in the car, how they are with strangers, things like that. So it's very helpful, and it gives them a little break.
Nice. And we were focusing on puppies because of the event tomorrow, but what about the kittens? Because you do have a lot of kittens and cats, yes?
Yeah, kittens and cats, they come and go so quickly. So it's like hard to speak on how they're doing. But yeah,
is there the same adoption fee for them, or how does that work for them?
We have a $10 adoption fee.
Oh, gosh, even cheaper. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they still get all the goodies, spay and neuter, right. Microchip. Vaccinations.
Wow.
So it's a great deal. And then, as Jamie said, we also send cats to PetSmart and PetSense. So if you maybe don't want to come to the shelter, you can check out cats that we have there for adoption as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, we're talking with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter and Animal Services. The number here, 850-437-1620. Please text in your questions. We'd love to hear from you. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, and we're going to come back right after the break on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Frisky Friday, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Tara DeAguilera is here. Jamie Mannix is here, both from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and Animal Shelter. Okay, guys, how can we help? What can we do?
So one of the things that we are doing right now, we have a kennel sponsorship program. And so what that is, we started it, I think about 3 years ago. You're able to sponsor a kennel for the year. There's a fee, and you get a sign or a plaque that goes on the kennel, and that's for the entire year. And that way, if you're a business, you can promote your business. If you have, you can do it in memory of a family member or a pet. That money goes directly to the animals in our shelter. It helps to care for our medical procedures that we do, so it's a really big help. And it's the middle of the year right now, so they are half price. And we do still have a few openings. So I think we have, how many, Jamie?
Last time I checked, there were 6 dog kennels available and 14 cat.
Oh, wow. So what is the cost on that? What's the price?
So the dogs range from, normally would be $300, $400, or $500. And all those are half price. So, you know, you can get one as little as $150. And then for the cats, it's $150, $250, or $350 normally. So you can actually get one now as little as $75.
Wow.
And that's for half the year. And again, if it's for your business, you can put your logo on there. Or if you just want to honor a family member or a pet, you know, or just, you don't even have to do anything. You can just put your name on it, or you can just put a cute little saying if you want. We leave it kind of open to the person, what they want to, you know, use it for. So, but it helps directly goes to our Partners for Pet funds. We use that to do our spay and neuters. We use that to do medical procedures. If an animal comes in and they require a lot of veterinary care, since we don't have a vet on staff right now, we're sending animals out, so it can be very costly.
And so one of the things you are looking for is a veterinarian.
Yes, we are hiring still for a veterinarian. It is a position with the county, so you get lots of wonderful benefits. I think the pay is negotiable depending upon experience. It's a great situation. We have a wonderful surgery suite. We have an excellent medical staff, and we have just a bunch of people who love animals and that are really excited to have a vet that wants to commit to our program. So if you have a vet, or if you are a vet and you're interested, you can call our office and speak with our chief, who is Randy Lambert, and he's gonna kind of tell you, you know, what we're looking for, and we're just really excited to find that right fit for us.
Okay. And also, you have another position, I understand, that's available?
Yes. So we are also hiring for kennel staff. And it's a hard job, but it's a rewarding job. So our kennel techs are like the backbone part of the shelter. We have our animal control side, and they work really hard in the field. The kennel technicians are the ones that do the everyday work. And we also have our medical staff. So everybody's vital, but we do have a couple spots for our kennel tech positions. We have a county spot, and I think they're also hiring through Landrum for spots as well. So they're going to basically be caring for the animals every day. They're going to be helping with adoptions, doing a lot of cleaning, caring for the animals. So if you love animals and you're a hard worker, we encourage you to check out the county website or go to Landrum for information on those positions.
That's excellent. Okay. But when you think about that, you have a staff, but how many volunteers typically?
So we have a lot of volunteers in the program, but I'd say active that are there on a regular basis, probably 40 to 50.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So we have a wonderful crew of volunteers. We have a group of volunteers that just come in for dog walking, which we always need more of that. We have our cat folks who come in to help with our cat adoption area. We have folks who come in and do dishes and laundry. And then we also have our Bright Futures kids who are doing scholarship hours, and they're very dedicated, and they come in and do their hours. And
oh, that's great. Yeah. I didn't realize they could do that.
Absolutely. That. So if you're 16 or over, you can sign up to do you, it's 18, but if you're doing it for Bright Futures, you can come in at 16 with your parents' permission. And we also have people that just help with adoption events, which we do almost every weekend. And so we literally could not do that without our volunteers. It's usually one or two staff members, and we bring lots of pets, so we need lots of hands.
Excellent. Okay, so tell me a little bit more about what you need and how people can help. If they can't adopt right now or foster, what are other ways we could help?
We've got the
kennel sponsorship, so I love that. Volunteering for Doggy Day Out. Any place that we can go possibly to find canned goods or donations or figure out what y'all need?
On our Facebook page, actually. Yeah,
okay.
We have a wish list Wednesday thing that we post every Wednesday. So if you want to come check out our wish list and see what we need for that week.
Okay. Yeah. And then I think you're on Amazon and Chewy. Is that correct?
We are on. You get to it through our Facebook page.
So you just go through it.
Right.
Okay. All right, so I'm not that technically savvy.
No, it's fine. So you just scroll down all the way till you get to Wednesday, and then there should be a link available for you to click and donate through there.
What are some of the biggest needs you have right now?
Right now, as far as items, I would say we always need busy bones. When we do events, those help the dogs kind of have something to do.
Super quick.
Yeah, and then the kennels themselves, you know, like if it's raining, the dogs don't get it to get out of the kennels or what have you. And if we're short on dog walkers for the week, maybe some people are on vacation, and those give the dogs something to do while they're in the kennels, because it can be really stressful for them to be, you know, at the shelter for a long period of time. And that gives them just a little something fun to do. And everybody loves the busy bones. So I think there's like 12 in a bag, and we have 70 dogs. So that tells you we go through.
Wow.
Even if we just wanted to do one full round every, you know, 3 days, we need three or four bags for each time. So we go through those a lot. And then also I think heavy slip leads are always something we need. Then we have those on our website wish list, excuse me.
And
as
I heard
well.
Bleach is something that you need sometimes.
Yeah. And then basically just, you know, cleaning supplies. We do obviously get those from the county, but anything, you know, extra we can use, then we can use things for other stuff. So when we go to events, Adopt Me bandanas or something that are helpful. So just, you know, if you're not sure, check out our website and our Facebook page, and then it'll kind of give you some hints as to what we could use.
And don't throw away beach towels and blankets, right? When you're used them up this summer, you can actually donate them to
Absolutely.
Our local shelters.
If they're faded and ugly, we don't care. We will take them, and it really helps us, particularly like if a dog is old and he needs a fluffy comforter, we will take those. And then when winter hits, we give blankets to everybody, and so we need lots of them. So if you're cleaning out for, you know, fall or something, just keep a reminder of that. And then the thin blankets that you bought at Walmart, those are extremely helpful because they're easy to put down. It gives them something soft, and they're easy to wash. So just keep those in mind. We can always take them.
That sounds fantastic. So we're talking with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and Animal Shelter. And this is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Still a little bit of time for questions if you want to send in a text. And if you want to go out and check it out, they're having an adoption event this weekend. And where is that going to be again? Hey, somebody just joined us.
Oh, that's over in Tractor Supply and Pace.
Okay.
So from 12 to 3 p.m.
From 12 to 3 p.m., and you probably have about 12 puppies there?
Yes.
Oh,
that,
boy.
Right? I think more than that.
Yeah, it might be more. Okay. I know we have like three different litters, and then we're going to have a couple adult dogs as well.
Oh, good.
I'm sure we can find you a match.
Okay. This is Pep Talk. It's Frisky Friday. We'll be back with our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services and Shelter in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. Santa Rosa County Animal Services and Shelters here this morning with us. Tara De Aguilera, Jamie Maddox. Got a few minutes left. You were just telling me about something that I thought was so cool.
Yeah, yesterday we had our community cat spay and neuter day. And so I think
what is that?
So basically we try to offer that to the community if there are, you know, cats out there that maybe you don't know who they belong to, but we want to make sure they're spayed and neutered so they're not adding to the overpopulation. So what we do is we offer a certain amount of spay and neuters. People get in line. It's first come, first serve, and we don't charge anything for that.
Wow.
Yeah, so they get an ear tip, so that way you're going to know they're spayed or neutered. They're going to get a rabies shot, and then they'll get the spay and neuter done, and then you pick them up the following day. It's no cost to the citizen. All they are responsible for is getting that animal in and picking it back up the following day. We had a great, great turnout yesterday, and I think they were able to intake about 60 cats. We had 50 spots, but our awesome vet that's coming in and doing those surgeries agreed to do the extra.
60 cats.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Oh, yeah. Kudos to you.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
So it's really making a huge dent, I think, in the overpopulation. So we're going to continue to do that as we can. Of course, if we had a vet on staff, we could do more of those.
Okay. So, how do we find out about that?
As far as the community
cat?
If I
wanted to bring a cat.
Yeah. So just keep an eye on our Facebook page. And as we release the date, it's usually within 4 to 5 days.
Usually about
like
a week, yeah.
Yeah, or up to a week in advance, we'll post it on our Facebook page, and that's how you know the date when the drop-off times. And we start at 8 o'clock, but the line starts very early, so just be prepared to kind of get in line and get in there as early as you can to make sure you secure a space.
Okay, so we just have about a minute or so left, so maybe your location again, your hours, because you are open tomorrow if somebody wants to come in and adopt.
We are on 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton. Our hours are Monday through Saturday, 11:30 to 4.
Yep. So tomorrow you have plenty of time. You don't have to even get up early. You can sleep in, get some breakfast or early lunch, and come on by the shelter or see us at Tractor Supply.
And they'll be there with some animals up for adoption from 12 to 3 tomorrow.
Yes, correct.
Right. Okay. And if you wanted to just donate some cash, some money, how do you do that?
Be through our website.
Yeah, you can go to our website or come by, whatever's easier for you. And then you can send it in also. So whatever's easier, swing by the shelter or just go to the website and there are prompts there.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. Do you have cats, dogs, any other kinds of animals that you ever have?
Not
just
at the moment.
Curiosity.
We've had some crazy things over the years, but I think this year has been pretty much just dogs and cats, maybe some guinea pigs.
I was going to say guinea pigs, horses. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if you ever get a couple extra things.
Every now and again, we'll have a pig or something come in.
I was going to say, I was just curious, just being the north end of the county.
Oh, yeah.
It was very rural out there. So, all right. This is Frisky Friday with Pep Talk. Thank you so much, Tara De Aguilera, Jamie Maddox.
Thank you for all you do
for our animals and all you do for our community. We really appreciate you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. This is Pep Talk. You can listen to this podcast again on our website at newsradio923.com. Click on podcast, click on Pensacola Expert Panel, click on Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, and you can hear it all over again.